It's time for Rhema for Today.
His subject is fellowship. He's writing to the believer, first as a warning against broken fellowship, and secondly, showing the way back into fellowship. Now, don't take one of these verses out of that chapter and make it say something it doesn't say. See what I mean? For instance, that where he said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth not in us. Many times people lift that verse out and try to apply it to everybody. No, he's talking about this. If we as believers say that we have fellowship in him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The first epistle of John, 1 John. Now, I want you to call your attention to something. I'm going to tell you something ahead of time. I want you to look for the word fellowship here. Let's start with the very first verse and read the whole chapter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands, have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship. Now that's one time, isn't it? Mark the word fellowship each time. Have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship, there it is again, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship, that's the third time, isn't it? If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship. There it is, the fourth time, isn't it? Fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now let's go on reading the first two verses of the next chapter. Remember, John didn't write this in chapter and verses. Man divided it that way. He wrote a letter. My little children, you see, he's not writing a letter to the world. He's not writing a letter to sinners, is he? My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now notice that second verse. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now I want you to see then that he's talking there very clearly about believers. And he differentiates between the believer's sins and the sins of the whole world, but yet Jesus is a propitiation for them all. Isn't that correct? Now, I wanted you to notice this then. Let me repeat it again. These words that we just got through reading are not written to the sinner nor the world. They're written to the believer. First, as a warning against broken fellowship. Notice that his subject is fellowship. Did you notice that? Not relationship. Now, without going into detail about it, you didn't establish your relationship with God, and you can't break it. Now, God will break it under certain circumstances. That's not my subject, so I'll not get into that. But you can break fellowship. And so this is a warning against broken fellowship. These things, my little children, These things write I unto you that you sin not. No, God doesn't want us to. But thank God he made provision for us if we did. If he hadn't, there wouldn't any of us made it, would we? And if any man sin, we have an advocate. An advocate is a lawyer or one who pleads our case with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So, his subject is fellowship. He's writing to the believer, first as a warning against broken fellowship, and secondly, showing the way back into fellowship. Now, don't take one of these verses out of that chapter and make it say something it doesn't say. See what I mean? For instance, that where he said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. Many times people lift that verse out and try to apply it to everybody. No, he's talking about this. If we as believers say that we have fellowship in him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If I'm out of fellowship, in other words, see, remember the subject is fellowship. If I'm out of fellowship and I say that I'm all right and I haven't sinned, I'm not telling the truth. I lie and do not the truth. If I say I've not committed sin, and yet the fellowship's broken. See, just don't take one verse out of the chapter and apply it to everybody. You can't. Keep it where he said it, you see. If I say I've not committed sin, and yet the fellowship is broken, my faith is feeble. Then he says, if I confess my sins, that he's faithful. Oh, thank God he is. And just. To forgive my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Because you see, if you sinned, you lose your sense of righteousness. Then if I confess my sins once. Now listen carefully, because here's where folks miss it. If I confess my sins once, that moment he says he forgives me. See, he didn't say, if you keep on confessing your sins and you confess them enough, I eventually will forgive you and cleanse you. No, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me now? Because here's where failure is, and it destroys faith. If I confess my sins once, that moment he says he forgives me, and the moment he forgives me, I stand in his presence as though sin had never been. Hallelujah. 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 You see, he has no memory of the thing that broke our fellowship. He doesn't have any memory of it. And I know. Well, he said in his word, first the Old Testament, remember the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, 25th, 26th verses, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions, and I'll hold your sins or iniquities against you. No, I will not remember. I will not remember thine iniquities. Amen. Then you come over to the book of Hebrews in the 8th chapter and you'll find that the writer there quotes from the Old Testament again that God said that I'll be merciful unto their sins and I will not remember. I will not remember. I will not remember. I will not remember their iniquities. Hallelujah. Thank God he won't. Now, he has no memory. Remember now we're talking about the believer that confessed his sins. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me go over it again. It's so important. If I confess my sins once, that moment he forgives me. And the moment he forgives me, I stand in his presence as though I'd never sinned. He has no memory of the thing that has broken our fellowship. Now, I must learn to not have any memory of it. That's where the problem comes in, you see. For if Satan can keep me thinking of the sin that broke my fellowship with God the Father, he has me at a disadvantage. and my faith, it'll be feeble and it won't work. It won't work. The believer must be willing to forgive himself. That's hard sometimes. Just as the Father is willing to forgive him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now turn to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Let's notice the second, third, and fourth verses. Here, Paul talks about the failure of the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. And he says in the second verse here of Hebrews 10, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, you know, Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up
yes.
Really soon. Just
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, just a little over 3 weeks here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's a Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages, but then also we're going to have some fellowship time over in NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's... In the past, a lot of the guys get over there and they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk. And sometimes there is a football game on the TV and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.